It's After Hours with the Rise Guys. I am Matt Man.
I'm Nine. Welcome in.
Welcome in, my friends.
Or out. Just welcome. Welcome wherever the hell you are.
Yeah. If you're at In-N-Out Burger, I hate your guts right now. But it would hate mine more if I ate there.
I was going to say, man, yeah.
Boy, people can argue
about their favorite fast food hamburger for days. And it's always going to be Whataburger or In-N-Out Burger, it seems like.
Yeah.
And then you got somebody, well, I like Shake Shack.
It's always just
those ones. I think Shake Shack's in Charlotte now. Whataburger, they're coming around here. They're opening several around here this year. And In-N-Out, we've had in California one time across from a porn studio.
Oh, yeah. Vivid.
Yeah, Vivid Video.
Where is Love Shack Baby? It's in Georgia, right?
That's in Athens, Georgia, yes. It's otherwise known as the Bulldog Inn.
Oh, yeah.
I stayed there one night and watched hookers get dropped off.
My gosh, you and the adult videos and hookers.
I know, man. I've led an interesting life.
No sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Like, no sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, welcome. Welcome to one and all. Now, here's something we kind of laid out last time. We're doing this different in the way we do it. Nine plays dog sometimes to make you think that he's at home.
Yeah.
But clearly we know that his dogs are German Shepherds and they would be barking with an accent. So that is not real right now.
Hang on a sec. Let me go see if somebody's here.
Oh,
we'll just keep rolling. I'll be right back. I'm just walking the front door and back.
Well, you better put all this on then. Oh, this is great. I'm getting to watch him stand up. I see a little ass crack. Now, what I'm hoping for right now, folks, is that you're still listening, because I'm listening. I want to hear some confidential information in the background, perhaps. Maybe he's being served. You just got served. Maybe it's a delivery of some kind of herbal goodness. Although I understand he has that mailed to the home now. I'm kidding about that. Jimmy, if it's Moose, we're putting her on.
Nothing's going on. Odds are when a dog jumps up and barks around here, nothing is happening. That's what that was.
Well, I want you to leave that 1:03 that I just went on there because it was fun.
Okay. I was wondering I heard you talking when I got back. And I just heard if Moose is there, we're putting her on. No, it's nobody.
Okay. So, yes. Nine, really, I'm in my office at my house. I'm not saying that with any grandeur. I'm just letting you know for whatever reason, what room of the house I'm in.
Yes.
And then Nine
is... In case something happens, I got to come find you.
That's true. And then Nine, you're in your mountain home.
I'm in the dining room here, which is basically just, I'm watching the living room TV from here because it's an open floor plan.
Nice.
Just one big open area.
That's good.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't run, though, because the cake will fall.
Yeah.
Now the cake will fall if you go running through the damn house. You remember that one?
Yeah. And it turns out it means your ass will droop.
Apparently, because... I, you know what? Now that I go on this...
Marshall.
Quit hitting the sound effect.
Hey!
Now. Nine, do we want to go outside and use the bathroom, Daddy? I think that was an excuse my mother and or grandmother, miss you, Nanny. I think that was an excuse they used when they had subpar cake that actually did not rise. They didn't put
it. They had to blame it on the youngins.
Yes. Yeah, you active kids. Happens. And then now what happens? They're in their rooms on their phones.
Yeah, they are. The kids and the grandmas.
It's bad bakers to blame for all this.
It is. It is. You know what I think it is? I think my dog thinks there's people outside because I never wear headphones at the house. So I think he hears a little bit of your voice in my headphones and he thinks it's outside. So he's going nuts.
Oh, so I should talk to them. Hello, doggy. Hey, Bubba. Do you call him Bubba?
Yeah, I call him Bubba.
Everybody calls their dogs Bubba. So weird. I call my grandson that too.
You got to call your dogs Bears too. They're all Bears.
I call my grandson Bubba, and I call my daughter ever since, she could understand what I was saying. Mm-hmm. I call her Bubby, which is a big thing for two of my Jewish friends call their grandma Bubby. So it's weird.
It is weird. I also call my wife Bubba.
Wow.
Not all the time, but sometimes I call my wife's Bubba.
Yeah. Now, is this some kind of role play, cosplay thing you're doing, or?
Yeah. I like a woman with a dip in.
No, I thought you were doing like some kind of in the heat of the night cosplay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. First Bubba, next you'll be Mayor Autry.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't shut up, I'm going to shoot your jukebox. Better than my duke box. Hey, guys.
I know.
So we were talking, though, before you hit the dog sound effects, we were talking about, and when this airs, it may have already happened, or when you listen, you know, it may have already happened. That's the thing. Just giving you a little bit of timeline. On Friday's show, we're going to be talking to a guy that says he has amnesia.
Yeah, that's the April 19th version of the Rise Guy.
That's a great way to say it. So he says he has amnesia. He's pick it up, Jim. You've actually, this guy reached out to you, I believe, during
he did
during the show.
He has what's called,
I said reached out to. I apologize.
What's called? I believe it's total global amnesia. Maybe they call it complete global amnesia. I don't know, but it's one of the other of those. I believe total global amnesia, and what that means is that he just don't remember stuff.
Oh,
like, no. He doesn't know who he is or where he's from or any of that.
Is he an
stuff.
Older guy?
No, he's
God. He probably doesn't know, does he?
He doesn't know exactly how old he is. Oh. Everybody has kind of a ballpark. He's around 30, he said.
Yeah,
but they don't know exactly how old he is. Obviously, it's an interesting situation because, you know, if you don't have an identity, then you don't have a social security number. Nobody knows if you have insurance. You don't have money. So you wake up with amnesia somewhere. You're kind of like a ward of the state, sort of.
Seems like a episode of Twilight Zone. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But I was saying to you, I was like, I kind of feel like, oh, I mean, in this world where he doesn't know anything, he heard our show or heard of our show or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say reached out, but, you know, and I'm thinking, well, that's pretty awesome. And then after saying that to you, you said, well, apparently he had emailed every radio station, every TV station, and we're the only ones that responded.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
we actually read the emails.
We make jokes too. Like, you know, the local news has just become reciting press releases from the schools and law enforcement and companies. And really, I guess that's all it is, because really none of them got back to this guy.
Right. I know, you would think it's one of those stories they've waited for, but
yeah, no, it's not piped in from corporate with a squirrel on water skis. And we ain't running it.
I'm Ron Burgundy. So, and one of the things, you know, this is that BTS content you guys like, I said, well, why wouldn't he? And I'm not saying this in any kind of, you know, ill treating, malicious, whatever, making fun of kind of way. I said, why would he not go get like blood work, or something like that, you know, or even facial recognition, you would think, because they do that with, at least on the cop TV shows. I don't know if it's in real life or not.
Yeah, I don't know that we have that facial recognition yet. I don't know, but those are all
they can find him in China.
Questions we can ask him about why there's no facial recognition or like a 23andMe.
Yeah, but then again, you're not like if you have okay. Let me ask this question, and maybe you don't know the answer to it. And ill will or intent with this, but. If you have amnesia, you don't have memories of the past. Therefore, have you forgotten everything you ever learned? Like, in other words, learning to walk is a learned thing.
No, you still retain some things.
Okay.
So he's retained some stuff.
Like if I was a grown man and started sweating, you know, outside and started sweating and I didn't know what that meant. I would think my body was crying.
Yeah,
and it probably is usually.
It seems like, you know, that this dude could, if he had like a social security number, like he could go get a job and just work and do whatever pretty much, you know?
Right. Right. Okay. So, and then you said, oh no, I'm trying to recreate what we said, but it was something about you do a DNA test, 23andMe.
Yeah.
You're getting foggy there on the screen for a second.
Oh, my bad. I'll stop breathing on the camera.
You know, I had that done years ago. I actually got it as a gift. I think it was because the gifter thought they were going to call bullshit on me being a 20th Cherokee.
And,
yeah, joke's on you. And nevertheless, and then after talking about that on the radio, it had all these listeners and folks saying, well, you actually just gave the world government your DNA for free.
You gave everybody your DNA.
And I was like, well, gosh, that's a weird way to think. But, and then the other thing is you know how there's actually a couple folks we know, one very well we know, that can trace their family back allegedly to the 1500s.
Yeah.
My mother, who has a very keen memory, so it's nothing like that, and that's nothing on the prior conversation, but she cannot remember her own great-grandmother and great-grandfather's names. That's very... I know mine.
Yeah.
And it's not a shot on my mom, but then it's also this thing I've said before is like with grave plots... You don't go to see, I mean, a lot of people don't go at all, but, and I'm one of them. I think they're all a gimmick, but nevertheless, no one goes and puts flowers on the great grandparents' graves or even goes to acknowledge them because it's two generations removed. We kind of don't care anymore.
Yeah. I think graves stay for 100 years in Japan. And then the memorial sites, as most people are cremated, but they have memorial sites in gardens and parks type places, like a graveyard here, a cemetery here, sort of, where people go and do ceremonial things or whatever. And
when they dig them back up and then burn them?
Well, no, they're cremated already, but they have little memorials to them. But it's either 50 or 100 years, then that's not your memorial anymore because sadly nobody cares anymore.
Well, yeah, and that it may be China or Japan or maybe both, where they those that do bury, they bury them straight down. Kind of the way Fat Boy Eats Corn.
Yes, vertically. The long way.
And then so with our friend that can, you know, I say alleged, he says he can trace his lineage back to like the 1550s. That to me tells me that my family's always been peasant, peon, nobodies.
Yeah. Because I agree with that because mine's the same way. On my dad's side, you can go as far as his mom, and then nothing passed her at all.
It's
now, she was born in 1906, but nothing goes beyond 1906.
Yeah, it's that right after the 1800s, it's in America. I mean, it's that whole thing about, you know, coming over here as immigrants, and depending on where, what continent they came from, they were wartime, just getting out with whatever they had on their backs or those big steamer trunks. I don't think poor people had those. So it's literally like you get over here and then, you know, even if you're, I don't know the wording for it, but like my great, great grandmother on my dad's side was a live-in housemaid. But she also had a husband.
Yeah.
So she's like, would have been called an indentured servant because she only went home on the weekends, which is, that is messed up. They lived in the same town, dude, but she lived in the house with the other family.
Well, yeah, they might need something at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Bless.
The baby's crying. She's going to take care of it, not mom and daddy. But it's on my dad's side, his mom goes back to her and not beyond that. But on his dad's side, yeah, you can go all the way back to Scotland on that one back in the 1600s, and it was easy to do that.
Really?
And then on my mom's side, neither side goes very far, a couple generations, maybe 4 or 5 generations at most, and then you're done. So, yeah, they're always just real poor.
Oh, wow.
Like, they were always real poor and illiterate till like 50 years ago, and that's not a joke.
Oh, wow. It strikes me as very, very odd.
Yeah, it's strange stuff.
Because, you know, you would think, and this is maybe an old-fashioned analogy, but you would think poor people, family would mean everything to more than maybe others. I mean, that's definitely stereotyping, but you would think they would be the ones that would keep their heritage or blah, blah, blah together, unless they were all sold off or taken away, or, you know, with orphan trains and all that crap.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some of that along the way, but it was also just until like 100 years ago, everybody's everyday life was a daily fight for survival, basically.
That's true.
Because if you didn't do today, you wouldn't have tomorrow.
Come on, ride that train. Yeah. You orphans. Toot, toot. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's very strange.
It's wild, man.
Yeah. But it's also wild that, I mean, again, that's only, I know you, my mother's 72.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to give a timeline pattern of when her great grandmother would have been born.
Yeah.
To say prior to that, I mean, it would have been, oh, who knows? Who knows? I don't even remember my grandmother was born now. She was born in the 30s.
Yeah. Her great grandmother certainly would have been in the 19th century. Certainly would have been 19th century, I imagine.
Yeah. So right there where like American history really took a change and people just didn't know anything anymore.
And I mean, honestly, the Civil War did a lot for vital records in this country.
Oh, yeah.
It really did, as far as establishing them. Yeah.
I mean,
a lot were lost, but a lot more were established, I think, than were lost.
In Atlanta, they had this big, like, very, very historical, it wasn't a museum, but records area.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first things that was burned. They like burned all the records.
Yeah, but it also established records for people in, you know, your BFE places all over the country, or what of the country was settled at that point. Like, all your BFE places finally had records for the first time ever.
So I think BFE.
Yeah, so it destroyed a lot, but it also established a lot in places like Fairplay, South Carolina.
I thought you were thinking about butt-farting Egypt.
Oh, no, no, no.
Stop with the sound effects. I'm going to get a cat one in there. Meow.
That's a different dog there.
Meow.
Boy, they're both wild as hell today. They can't handle it.
You ever fed them beer?
Inga, knock it off. Good girl. Ever what? Sorry.
That's, did you ever feed them beer?
No, they don't like it.
I gave one of the horses beer mash.
Oh, yeah.
All the alcohol's gone, but oh, my God, man.
I've offered them, like, hey, if I'm having a beer and they want a stiff of it, hey, you want a lick? And they don't ever want any. Yeah, they've never taken me up on it.
Yeah. You ever give them a shotgun?
They're not into beer. But, I was going to say, too, on the thing about, I don't know the reason, but on the DNA thing for the amnesiac guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it, I don't know this, but isn't it like if none of his close relatives ever did the like 23andMe, well, then there wouldn't be a match, right?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but it makes sense.
I bet everyone listening to this thought that like 10 minutes ago.
Probably, yeah, right? It's like, how would there be a match if there's nobody in there to match?
Yeah, there wouldn't be. That's a great point. But there's still, though.
Like, my parents aren't in there. And I know none of my half-siblings are either.
Well, even with the
now, they might be in DNA databases for criminal reasons, though.
How old do you think he is, though? Well, you don't know, though.
Around 30.
Now, are you looking at his, like, do you look him up, see what he looks like? Or I'm just saying, like,
No, that was just in the messages we sent back and forth.
Oh, I see. Okay. You sure this guy isn't trying to, like, to catch a predator thing?
I don't believe so.
How old are you? You have any toys?
He's like, I don't know how old I am.
I'm really nervous about that tomorrow because I have.
Oh, man.
I'm giddy with questions, but I don't want it to be a let's interview an asmaniac. Is that what you called them?
Amnesiac?
Okay. I was about to say, I thought you were talking about that cartoon.
No, it was Asmaniac.
Yeah. The Tasmanian Asmaniac.
Yeah, yeah.
Nevertheless, I have so many questions, but I don't want it to be looked at as like some kind of he's in a fishbowl and we're just, you know.
And think about it, I guess until he figures out like who he is, he doesn't have an ID. He can't verify his age. Like, he can't go have a beer or anything, or buy a beer or drink or anything.
Oh, man. Well, here's a silly question.
What?
Would he have money to do that? Like, that's one of the questions I want to ask. When did you realize you don't know who you are? Did you have, obviously, no ID, because that would be the one thing, but where did he wake up in a ditch in a hotel room? You did that before, Nine.
I did.
You were in the ditch of a hotel room.
I was. Yeah, I think it seems to me from the messages that he pretty much got found face down in a ditch. And he's just kind of been, you know, he's just like, he doesn't have money or anywhere to go or anything. So he just kind of was, I guess, in the hospital for a while. And now he's in some kind of facility.
I guess we had to pay that bill.
Because there's nowhere else. He's not here in this state.
Isn't that wild to think, though? Like, someone finds you in a ditch. Who are you? Are you okay? I don't know. And they're like, all right, then.
Yeah.
All right.
What's your name? I don't know.
We're going to call you the face down man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And the other thing, too, is your... And if you've never had a driver's license, well, he would have had a driver's license, you assume. But I was going to say, there's no mugshot database if he's never been arrested.
Yeah. Maybe he's never been arrested. So there's no fingerprint database, no mugshot database. And people use stuff like this to argue for everybody should be in a DNA database. Let's not go that far now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a reason to do that.
Mm-mm.
Now at the same time, if they said we can clone you if you need this body part or whatever, but then I'm like, but what are you going to do with the rest of the body? You're going to be feeding the rest of my body to satanic worshiping dinner. You're going to make some kind of horror movie props out of me. I don't like it.
Well, hopefully they don't have to clone an entire you just to take its liver out and kill it. You know what I mean? That would suck. But in that Hotel Artemis movie, Jodie Foster's in it, and she plays the nurse or whatever, and she takes like your own DNA or some cells from you and then 3D prints your new liver right there and puts it in.
Like, I don't think that's too far-fetched for the future.
No, I think that's the way that'll happen when that happens. You'll just get a 3D, your own kidney 3D printed, a replica of your own kidney, your own liver, whatever it is.
It's so, I mean, it's out of my wheelhouse of knowledge, but I was over in Bowling Springs, over at Travis's shop, baseball card shop. And he introduced me to this guy, and we're sitting there talking. He told me what the guy did. He 3D prints. You may not be aware of these, but like, if you have like a PSA or whatever graded card, you can get these plastic holders that you can put your favorite team name on, which is unlicensed, but, or you can put your eBay handle or what, an Instagram. He 3D prints those. Makes six figures a year. Does
just
it out of his garage. He makes them for other things, but you see them and it's like old days, you would have had to make a mold for that, pour all this polymer in there and then make. He's sitting there 3D printing it. So if dude's doing that, they're printing out legs and effing elbows everywhere, dude. I don't know why I said elbows. I think you can get along well without one.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be hard to sit there and think about stuff.
Spencer Strider, somebody like him, still going to get, I guess, the ligament from a cadaver when he gets his third elbow ligament put in.
God bless. He got that mustache from Tom Selleck.
He did. It's Selleck's old, but part of Selleck, not the whole thing, just part.
He's got a little bit of Selleck, a little bit of Mattingly. I understand.
Yeah, a little bit of both, but not a whole lot of either, because it ain't near as big as either one.
No, he cut it back a little bit this year. I noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how it'll look next year when you get to see him again.
No, Lord, don't say that.
No, he's out for the year. He had Tommy John again.
It's for sure the whole year?
Yeah, Tommy John. Tommy John's always the whole year.
Damn you, Tommy John.
Yeah. And that I hate it for him, but it also, if we talk about sports for a minute before we wrap this episode,
he'll come back throwing faster.
But yeah, he will. He will. They always come back like RoboCop, but it takes a year off and nobody's ever going to get near 3,000 strikeouts again, ever. It never, ever, ever, never. they can't not they don't have the longevity. They don't pitch enough when they go out there every start. They hell, nobody pitches five innings to get a win or a loss anymore.
Who's starters the oldest active pitcher? Just off the top of your head, any idea?
No clue, man.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, no idea, but they throw so hard now that they're not going to have longevity. They're going to have to set new marks for the Hall of Fame because nobody's ever going to get 3,000 ever again or anywhere close to it, I don't think.
Yeah, but it'll be
Strider was the one guy that people said, well, maybe because he got almost 300 last year. Like, to get 3,000, you have to do that every year solid for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like Nolan Ryan's record will stand all time.
Yeah, it will. It'll never be broken, ever. Consecutive games played record will never be touched or close to it ever again either.
No. Don Baylor's hit by pitch record got taken away though.
Craig Biggio got that.
He did. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, Jimmy, guess what?
What?
I have breaking news. Have you looked at your cell phone?
I have.
Okay. I misread that at first. Oh, wow. I misread that at first.
What did you think it said?
I thought it said Mookie Betts died.
Oh, no. Dickie Betts from the Auburn.
I'm not making
band.
A joke. I really did because I went on eBay real quick looking for some, just seeing how the market was reacting.
Well, now you got to look for Dickies on eBay.
Well, I'm sitting in a pair of them right now.
I bet you are.
Oh, wait a minute. These are Mookies I'm wearing.
Oh, okay. Mookie Blaylocks.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
It's been fun to talk about family history and DNA and sports.
It has been fun. We'll have to
Nolan Ryan's middle name. Are you familiar with it? Nolan Ryan's middle name?
I can't remember. I know what it is, but I can't remember it.
It's Lynn.
Lynn, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a cool way of spelling it either. Like a woman.
Well, how else would you spell L-E-N? Like the band?
Lynn Barker, yeah, played for the Braves. He was L-E-N.
If you steal my sunshine. Yeah.
I'm humming.
It has been fun, though.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on social media. I'm at O'Maffew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
You can find me at Nueve on Twitter.
And we'll see you next time on After Hours.
With the Rise Guys.
Don't text and drive.
No, thank you.